The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys. Last time I'm going to tell you today about Pajamagram. Pajamagram.com. Christmas right around the corner. You want to go with something that's going to make you happy and is going to make her happy? Well, here it is. The world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Pajamagram has you covered. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. And let's say Hoodie Footy's not for you. You're looking for something a little sexier. Well, they've got the Midnight Fantasy there as well. They've got pajamas for every occasion. Sleeping, sexing, you name it. They've got it at Pajamagram. And if you go with both, the Sweet and Sexy gift set, which includes the Hoodie Footy and the Midnight Fantasy, you buy both today at Pajamagram.com, you'll save $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, it's guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
How long should Coug fans still be tweeting me about Texas being scared to play
Okay, guys, move on. That page is turned.
If Tom Herman is still there in 2025, that's the last thing UH fan wants. Because if he makes it 9 years there, that means he's done pretty damn well. Right. If you've got Cougs in your name, you're probably a little bit biased.
I would say this to anybody. For any team, you're probably taking yourself a little too seriously. Romeo Crennel, last year of his contract. Yes, there's some thought that maybe Romeo retires. Maybe it's time for Mike Vrabel to get the job.
I think that if he goes away, that spells bad news for Bill O'Brien. That's the only thing keeping his ass out of the fire right now.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe Vrabel can coach, and maybe he'll be a good DC someday. But this is not a someday league. This is a you-better-win-now league. And I know Romeo Crennel's a good defensive coordinator.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all of that available at podcastarena.com. And if you missed the gym of the day, it's a learning experience for you. So there you go. Next segment at 6:15, we're going to have the pillow talk advice. So
Yes.
We'll see how that goes. Jong, are you geared up for this today?
I'm pumped up.
I'm thinking there's going to be a lot of people that need advice because remember last week we talked about December 11th being a real thing, the day that everybody dumps everybody. I broached the subject with dumping the wife on December 11th just to say I could do it. And it didn't work out. She just kind of laughed at me and walked off. But, yeah, so we'll do that at 6:15. We'll give you a warning before the end of the segment. Let's squeeze on a couple sports calls while we're waiting, and we'll start with Stacy. What's up, Stacy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Sports, man.
Hey, I just want to ask you guys a quick question. What are the odds in the wake of the Braxton Miller's injury reserve report that the Texans go pick up Malcolm Floyd from Arizona that just got dropped for the DUI? I know it's probably pretty small. And I got another thing is I'm from Flint, Michigan, and you guys never showed Detroit a lot of love. So can we start on this show, start talking about Detroit a little bit more? Because I know this is Texas town, you know, but
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of Detroit people down here.
I'll be honest. I feel I gave some credit to the Lions here recently.
We've actually talked about the Lions quite a bit.
Well, let's be honest. Nobody's wanted to talk about the Pistons.
Right. Yeah.
I do say I love Andre Drummond, but
I would talk about the Red Wings, except nobody wants to talk about hockey.
No, nobody wants to talk about baseball either. So,
yeah,
it is what it is. If the Lions make the playoffs, we'll be talking about it.
We've talked about them probably as much as we have any NFC team that's not the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I would say. It's
maybe the Seahawks.
Nah, we probably talk more about the Seahawks and Cowboys than anybody else, but I think they've
maybe
been
the Packers.
Well, we didn't talk about the Packers for a month when they sucked.
Well, we talked about how much they sucked and how crazy it was. Yeah,
but we've talked about the Lions a lot. I think maybe the Falcons a little more than them, but not many. We've talked about them a lot more than we have the Bucks.
Yep.
So it's never going to be what you want. We're not going to sit here and talk Lions for an entire show.
And now I've already forgotten what the first part of his question.
Yeah,
this is why you never have two part.
Yeah,
questions.
Because because we'll always answer
we'll
the second.
Never
part.
Remember.
Well,
ever.
What was the first part, John? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
See, nobody remembers.
That's the thing. That's why.
Let me check.
Speaking of basketball,
yeah.
If you bought tickets to go watch the Rockets play tonight,
yes,
against the amazingly amazing. Purple, yeah. Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, the Barney the Dinosaurs of NBA.
You don't get to see DeMarcus Cousins tonight. Sorry. Oh, well. So there's really no reason to watch it all.
Well, you're going to go see the Rockets win their eighth in a row.
Okay.
That's the reason to go.
I got the question.
What was the question?
What are the odds the Texans look at Michael Floyd?
Oh, okay. We talked about that a little bit.
I would guess they're pretty slim.
Yeah, I wish they would because they need all the help they can get. But, yeah.
But his contract's guaranteed through the season. My guess is someone looks at him during the offseason.
Yeah. You know, we talk a lot about the Michigan Wolverines, too, on this show. We've talked a lot about them this year. Yeah, I know there's a lot of you here, but there's a lot of you here from everywhere. That's the beauty of the city.
Right.
That's why we try not to be all completely Houston-centric. We try to hit everybody. It's why we hit all the NFL games, but yeah. Let's try Bo. What's up, Bo?
Hey,
yo, Bo.
Hey, quick question. So what are the odds that UH gets into a Power 5 conference, and what conference is it going to be? And I just want to say, we get tired of you guys always pushing Oklahoma and UT and all these big-name schools. Let some of the little guys get in and try to make the playoffs.
Nobody wants to see the little guys.
All these other teams.
Nobody wants to see the little guys in the playoffs.
Well, first off, wait.
Alabama and UT play. I mean, I don't get why you guys keep pushing that. Like,
what does it matter what we're pushing? Those are the teams that are getting in. We don't have any say over who gets in.
Yeah.
You guys push it, though. The media, that's all you guys want to see.
Yeah.
Let teams like Tech and Baylor have a chance and get in there.
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, wait. They have a chance. They have to win their damn conference. Yeah. And go undefeated.
That's Baylor and TCU. The media kept them out.
Oh, the media kept them out.
Their non-conference schedule kept them out.
Get out of here, man.
I mean,
the media had no control over that. There's a lot of stuff you can blame the media for, but blame the damn committee. Okay?
If you want to blame the media, you could probably blame the television networks that don't want to run Baylor in a playoff game where. It's their two biggest college football games of the season. They don't want a team that, you know, a small, tiny little handful of people give a damn about. So, and honestly, I don't care for it because I like to see big-time compelling matchups.
Well, just two things I want to interject real quick. Both those teams, all they had to do was not lose, and they would have gotten in.
And they lost.
And secondly, you know who's not one of these premium programs? That I won't call them a little guy, but I think they're certainly not one of your traditional programs. Washington Huskies.
And who cheered for Washington more than me this year?
Well, I probably cheered as much.
I've been shilling for Washington since week one.
And you had Browning high up on your Heisman list all year long. So what you're doing is selectively picking the teams you care about and then blaming us as the media for doing that. And I would just say, well, what about Washington? Who was beating the drum for Washington all year long, even after they lost to USC?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, if UH had run the table this year, I'd been beating the drum for them with the schedule they had.
Yeah.
But
they didn't.
They didn't. And that's the thing.
And that's kind of what we said. When they lost to Navy, that was the end of any hope of that.
Right. Right. And the thing is, if they hadn't lost after that, they still would have been top 10.
Yep.
They were getting a lot of love. So I don't know if that was a Baylor guy or a TCU guy, but you have only yourself to blame for that. And to put it on the media, that's the problem with media screw-ups is because they give people like that the conspiracy against everything else. And it's like, you guys, We have no bleeping say over who gets in the damn playoff.
No one ever asked me.
I tried to get on the phone with Kirby Hocutt and say, hey, Kirby, before you guys do this, can I make a real strong case for Washington? He didn't take my call. So, yeah, we got no say. But thanks for the call anyway. It was entertaining.
And another problem is, you look at U of H's schedule, that there's your big problem right there.
Well, but no, I don't think he was talking about TCU and Baylor. He's still going back to that, which you guys, that's another thing. Give up, okay? Move on, look ahead. Go win all your games, TCU, and you'll get in.
Yeah.
You'll get in if you win all your games. Is that fair that, oh, we have to win all our games and Texas could lose one and get in? No, it's not fair.
Well, and also blame your conference, or if you're talking about the Big 12, blame your conference for not crowning a champion.
I can't really tell who he was talking about because he kind of alluded to UH and kept saying that we guys didn't want to see that, which is bull bleep. I would have loved to have seen that. But then he kind of got into TCU and Baylor. He was just kind of locked in on the fact that this is all our fault that we have the four best teams in this time.
Well, let's...
yeah, that's all our fault.
Let's also...
blame!
I don't care if you were talking about Baylor, Texas Tech, TCU, whoever.
Well, he mentioned Texas Tech. When have they ever been close one time? And that was before the playoffs.
TCU 6-6, Baylor 6-6, Texas Tech 5-7. That's why you wonder why when they have a year where they do really well, people are slow to really believe into it and buy into it because look where they are now. That's why those big name programs who do the same thing every year and consistently show that they're a good program, and that's why they get the nod over the smaller schools. It's not because of the media. It's because they've earned that through reputation.
But in the right year, they would have gotten in anyway. If Ohio State had lost a second game, one of those teams was going to get in. But that also part of that was how do you pick which one? And that, there's so much wrong with that phone call that, oh, well, let's try one more. Dustin.
Long-time listener. How's it going?
Sportsy.
What are the odds that the Astros are buyers at the deadline instead of sellers this year?
It depends on what they do. If they add an arm in the offseason still, which it's as the days go by, I'm starting to think they're not going to. If they are in a good spot come midseason, come the playoff deadline, I would guess they would be buyers because they're not investing all this money to not make a run. You know, they believe this team is ready to go now, and if there's a good arm available at the deadline, I'm guessing they'll look to grab it.
Yeah, and I still expect them to go out and get a starting pitcher before the season. They've stated that as a...
But they're running out of them.
They are, but I've seen a few names pop up, and I don't think you're going to get a one, but you might get a two or three. So, Santos says, is it Tuesday with that dumb call? Let's do one more, Ryan, and then we're going to open it up for Pillow Talk. What's up, Ryan?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
I can blame the media for the traffic on 290.
It is the media's
100%
fault. You know why? Listen, that traffic lady comes on every day talking about the traffic. If she didn't talk about the traffic wouldn't exist. It's a conspiracy.
Same thing with the weather guys. If the weather guys didn't come on every day and talk about the weather, we wouldn't have weather.
That's right.
No, guys, I love the show. Quick question. What are the odds... my Blackhawks get back to the Lord Stanley's Cup this year?
Dude, that's a Fred question. I have no idea.
I would say 55%. I picked you guys before the season, and I've seen nothing to change my opinion of that. So, all right, guys. For those of you who are still in a bad mood over Baylor and TCU, I don't know why.
By the way, the reason why, and this is back in 2014, the main reason why is because Ohio State was the fourth seed, and they just mollywopped Wisconsin in the Big Ten Championship, whereas TCU and Baylor were both sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah, that's such an old argument, it's not even worth bringing up anymore. But, I don't know what his... I just don't know what the point was, other than it's our fault that those teams aren't in there.
Well, okay. Baylor did play Kansas State on the same day, but 59-0 is what was the score on the Big Ten Championship.
By the way,
game.
Who won the national championship?
Ohio State.
I think they got it right.
All you have to do for that season is look at Baylor's non-conference schedule, and that'll tell you why Baylor didn't get in there.
And TCU, if you want to make the case for, okay, but they weren't better than Ohio State that year. All right, guys, two things. First off, Pillow Talk next segment. Any kind of relationship advice? Any kind of, even if you need gift advice for the lady or the man in your life, we're going to do it. And
we're going to help the people.
We're going to help the people. We're going to give you the fruits of our failures. So get lined up now at 713-780-3776. And no sports questions for the next segment. Just relationship advice, divorce advice, anything. And I know since December 11th just happened, there's going to be a bunch of you who would like to ask questions. And here's the thing. If you're still mad over 2014, you're probably still mad that you're paying too much for your car. Because
who wants to do that?
Yeah, you probably went in there, and I can tell you what the car dealer said. Hey, I've never lowered the price this much for anybody, but we're going to lower this price for you. And you know why?
Let me go talk to my manager and right. see what kind of deal we can get for you.
Yeah, just like in Fargo when he walked in the other room and asked about the Gophers. And then he went back outside and said, we've never done this before, but here we go. And they're going to lower the price, but then they're going to mark your rate up 2 to 3 points. Because that's where they're making a lot of profit. They're making a profit by on your loan. They mark up your rate. That's $2,000 to $3,000 in interest that you're paying. That's just pure dealer profit. And that's money you shouldn't be paying with your good credit. If you go to slashmypayments.com, the great team over at Ignition Financial is going to fix that for you. That's going to put money in your pocket, money that you deserve.
Yeah, and it's so simple and it's free. That's the best part about it. I've had people ask me, what's the fee on this? There's no fee. Refinance your current auto loan at slashmypayments.com. It's very simple. It's very easy. It takes just a couple minutes to apply. Slashmypayments.com. Enter our promo code BLITZ at the top of the application, and you are on your way to saving maybe thousands. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's slashmypayments.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
MyPillow presents Here's your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and The Hoffman.
That's right, the Masters of Love.
When are they going to fix that The Hoffman?
I don't know.
John, get that fixed by next week.
Yeah, The Hoffman. Okay. Rusty Russell, I cheated on my wife with a neighbor. She's going to tell my wife if I stop servicing her. Advice? Well.
Serve away?
Serve away. Yeah, I think once you've hit the ball in the court, you got to keep firing serves, right?
Really?
Yeah, because unless you're trying to get rid of the wife.
That just sounded like a prank tweet or text.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Clearly. It's from Rusty Russell.
It's Rusty Russell III. Yes, it's who I thought was dead because we haven't heard from him in so long. Let's go to the phone lines. And if we got a couple lines open, if you want to get in with a question, legitimate or not, whatever. 713-780-3776. We'll do our best to give you some good advice. And if you're too embarrassed to come on here, just text it, 713-780-3776. Let's try Josh to lead it off. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
All right. So me and my girlfriend, we've been dating for 14 months now. And I'm thinking about popping the question.
It's too early. Too soon.
Too early?
It's too soon.
Well, wait. I got to get more information. Go.
All right.
Keep going.
How old are you, Josh?
I'm 26.
Okay. How old is she?
She is 33. Oh. That's why I'm thinking about doing it. We've talked about it. I know she'll say yes, of course, but she doesn't have a lot of time left as far as, going forward in the future.
You guys want to have kids?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it within the next 6 months. So by that time, it'll be about 2 years of dating.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's acceptable. What's the question?
Basically, any ideas? I want to do something that's original. I don't want to do something that I don't want to take her out to dinner. I don't want to do it at a game or anything. Any kind of original, like how y'all did it, maybe it's something different, I think.
I think that you should get a tattoo that says, will you marry me? And then have two check boxes for yes or no.
All right.
Or here's my other idea. My alternate idea is like Cupid, shoot her with an arrow. And at the end of the, like on the feathers of the arrow, have a ring waiting for her. I don't know.
I have an idea
for
you.
There's no way to propose that it's not going to be considered cheesy.
Well, I've got two thoughts here. First off, I think 2 years, if you wait 6 months, that's perfect. But, yeah, if she's 33 years old and you guys are serious about having kids,
yeah, you don't
want to
get that ball rolling.
Yeah, you don't want to wait too much longer than that. So that time frame really isn't even 3 months. If this is what you both want to do, then, yeah, you probably need to move it up a little bit because there's no guarantee it's going to happen right away. And if you go a year, year and a half, and she starts getting after 35, it can still happen, but it's just your odds start going down. I'll tell you something I did once that I thought was pretty cool. I mean, the marriage didn't last, but I got the ring and I put it in a box, and then I wrapped that box and then put that in another box, kind of like a Russian nesting doll thing. So I just said, "Hey, I got a present for you." And it's this giant box. And she just kept opening it and tearing into it until it got down to the little box and it was the ring. By then, she was kind of pissed, but it was a clever and different way to do it. So,
I think the best move is just to get her pregnant and then say,
"Yeah,
hey.
there's that. That could happen accidentally anyway, right?"
Yeah,
but there's some cool ways to do it. Just try to be different. Don't put the ring in her food at the restaurant. That never, if she swallows it,
and it's gross.
It's disgusting. Yeah,
don't do it at a game.
Yeah, no. Don't do the game thing.
You're saying the tattoo idea is bad?
Yeah, it's a bad idea. But take her someplace. Here's another thought. Take her someplace that you guys like to hang out. Like maybe you like to go, go to the beach or something, or wherever it is you guys like to go and do something that's not at home. Just go like you're doing a trip, and just wait for the right moment and drop it then. A32 asks, is it worth moving to Chicago to marry the woman of my dreams?
Well, there's a lot of things involved in that. What, you got a job up there in Chicago? What kind of job do you have here?
If
she's a girl of your dreams, she'll move here, right?
If you can get the same kind of job here, then okay. But I have to say, although this one's worked out for 7 years where somebody moved here, about 80% of those relationships never work because you wind up getting a job you hate in a place you don't know. And then they're busy working, and things fall apart fast. We had a really cool ad chick who was here when we were over at the old place. And she was only here for like 6 months because she moved for a guy, and then she went back to Chicago. So that's a tough one, but you have to make sure that you're not lessening your situation, if that's fair to say. Let's try Matt.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
First off, that TCU-Baylor guy is an absolute bum. I don't even know how he has an argument whatsoever. But besides that, I spent $500 yesterday on Christmas gifts for my girlfriend. And we've been dating for about 2 years. Well, come to find out, she's banged six of my friends.
Oh!
And yeah. And this goes back to where, I guess, we met in high school. And she hooked up with a couple of my friends early on in high school. She dated one of my friends. She dated another one of my friends. And I don't know if
I should. Hold on. Are you just finding out about this?
No. I've known about it. But at first, whenever I started with her, it was just more along the lines of hooking up and hanging out and everything.
Right.
But now that we've been dating longer, it's kind of eating at me that she's banged all my friends. So I don't know if I should return the $500 worth of Christmas gift, let it go, or keep it going because I actually do care about her. But at the end of the day, there's no way I can marry this girl because she banged all my friends.
All right. Well, one quick question. Did she bang your friends while you guys were together or while you weren't?
While we weren't together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If she's the right one, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's what you do from the time you're together on. You can't control who they were with. So,
And one of the problems is one of my best friends. He comes over to my place all the time. We watch sports together. We hang out, drink together. They dated for 2 years, and I guess I kind of broke the bro code and went in for seconds.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's my fault, I guess.
No, honestly, that's no big deal at all. As long as she's not banging him now.
Yeah.
When you're together, if she's doing it, yeah. You know, kick her to the curb. But otherwise, what people do before they're with you don't really matter. I mean, as long as she's not bringing home some strange disease, then
No, she's clean. She's clean. Okay,
then the bottom line is
you need to forget the past.
Yeah,
move on.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't worry about what any of your friends think, because if they're not supporting you, then they're not your friends anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
If she bangs him again, you need to end the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also need to find out if she ever sent them nudes, because that would also be bad news.
Oh, well, you know, the funny thing is my friend showed me nudes of her, I think, a couple weeks ago whenever they dated. So that's kind of a problem.
He needs to get rid of him. If he's your boy, he'll get rid of that out of respect.
That you need to go ask him to do, because, the reality is, if every one of us worried about who the hell people were with before us, we'd never get married, ever. Nobody would. And my goodness, if women knew some of the things that we'd done, you think they'd marry us?
No.
Not a chance. And the reality is, if you meet somebody you like and you're part of a kind of a group, you probably, there's a reason you guys all hang out. I would say that odds are, almost everybody that marries anybody, they've banged one of their friends at some point, male and female. I mean, just people know each other. Let's try one more. Justin.
How's it going, guys?
Sportsy.
Sports. All right. I've just recently split up with my lady. We were never married, but high school sweetheart, 14, 15 years off and on. Got two children, and she's, like I said, it's been 3 months, but I mean, she's got a boyfriend now or whatever. But just curious, is it weird for me to want to meet the dude that's going to be around my children and you know what I mean? Not their stepdad by any means, but just the guy that's going to be around my children, and you know what I mean? Is that
I don't think it's weird. No, I feel like if my wife and I got divorced and she had our kids and there was going to be some man around, I would want to get to know him. I want to make sure he's not some kind of scumbag.
That's my whole thing, too. You know what I mean? And we agreed upon it, too, is the thing. And it's like, now she's kind of reneging on it, like, you know what I mean, going back and saying, oh, well, you know, I don't know. Yeah, not thinking that I'm going to, just act the fool. I just want to meet the guy, like you said, just make sure he's not some, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, here's the flip side. If you do this, you gotta act right. You gotta be civil. You can't go in there acting like some kind of tough guy or trying to punk this dude out.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you gotta act like a grown man. And here's the other side of it: when you start bringing a chick around and your ex expects the same out of you, you gotta do that.
Yeah. No doubt on that. No doubt on that at all.
But well, yeah, I appreciate it, guys. I don't think you're being unreasonable there. Not at all. Oh, and here's the man who started it all.
Yes.
Our last one today.
All right,
Shrek, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, you guys told me to call back with the update from the chick at work, the escort that kind of looked like her. I swear to God, I tried to get in touch with her. She shot me down. That's how bad my love life is. I'm the only guy that gets shot down by an escort. True story.
Man. Are you on Tinder, Shrek?
No.
Have you not? You've never tried that, huh?
No.
I think you need to try it.
Huh?
I think you need to try it. I know you're...
I gotta go. My supervisor's here. Bye.
Okay, bye. Well, don't get fired. You're never gonna get laid if you're unemployed. But, yeah, I think Shrek needs to... I know he would always said that he wanted his first time to be special. I really think at this point, you just need to break the seal.
He just needs a first time.
You need to get one out of the way and then work from there.
Yeah. 781 says, please tell the guy whose girl banged all his friends that if he can never marry her, he needs to let her go and not waste her time. Adult women don't have time to spend 2 years in a relationship with people they have no future with. I don't know that you necessarily have to do that. You can have a relationship without it leading to marriage. And... just tell her, hey, we're never getting married. But we can do this for a while till you found somebody else. Nothing wrong with that. And then maybe you change your mind down the road. Taco McGiblet says, you guys give terrible advice.
Never
marry a girl that your friends have sex from or igloo brother gals. Okay.
I think he means Eskimo Brothers.
Yeah, I think so too.
Listen,
regardless,
if that's what that's all right. I mean, I would say that if that's really that big of a concern to you, you're pretty insecure.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing. I think you have to be pretty comfortable in who you are. All right, that's gonna wrap up Pillow Talk. So.
You can't worry about the past. You worry about the
future.
Yeah,
man. Right? Exactly. Get buried in the past, man. You're never going to live a happy life, I promise you. All right. What am I doing here, John?
I'm going to close it out real quick, and then you can do your library.
Okay, close it out real quick.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by MyPillow. Visit MyPillow.com and use ESPNQB for a buy one, get one free deal.
Well, here's a good idea. If you want to get her a great meal, get her some meat. Go to Omaha Steaks.
Give her the beef.
Exactly. And for under $50.
That's way less than $500.
All the beef you could possibly want.
And if your friends give her beef, cool.
Yeah. The more for you.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
Let them all slang that meat to your girl.
Exactly.
Because you're going to get it at the end.
And you're going to be happy with it. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code FRED in the search bar. It's real important. You go to the search bar, enter code FRED, you get 77% off. And I'm going to tell you in just a second all the great things they give you, but this is such a terrific package. It makes a great gift, and if you've waited this long to get it done, now's the time. And it's going to look like you planned it all along. Here's the exclusive gift just to the Blitzers. Everything that you get for less than $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 12-ounce beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. That's 8 kielbasa sausages. They're just throwing those in there to make this an even better deal for you. You couldn't get a third of this for under $50 if you go to a restaurant. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code FRED in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart. Get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit.
ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Rusty Russell says, easy with the Shrek guy when he starts chopping up women. You don't want to be tied into that.
That won't be our fault.
No, we got no responsibility for that. We're just trying to help him get some action. And Lamont says he feels like we let the banger girlfriend dude off the hook because he already knew his girl had banged his friends and he's 2 years in.
Yeah, that's kind of the weird thing. I mean,
he's just trying to get out of spending the $500.
I mean, but he's already done that.
Mm-hmm. He wants to get it back.
Then get it back.
Yeah. That's one of those things that I just never worry about who's been with who. You can't start worrying about all that. It needs to be about what you do with them. That's all.
Well, he should never have, started things with her if he knew that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, but if you're not going to marry her, just say, hey, I like this. Let's keep doing it for a while. Don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah. 2017 Baseball Hall of Fame ballots are out.
Yes. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds.
I could give you my votes, but they'll never matter.
Right.
But, honestly, I think I'm looking at the list, and if I had to vote, you get 5 votes, right? You can pick 5 guys?
Yeah.
On the ballot.
No, you could pick more than that, actually.
Oh.
I think you can pick up to 10.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Okay, well, let me just give you who my top 5 would be.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that every one of them was tied to steroids.
Okay.
Bonds and Clemens are 1 and 2.
Yeah, I would have voted them in years ago.
No one else should be allowed to walk through the door to the Hall of Fame until those two guys are in. The other guys on the list, like probably the best players, like that I would consider the best players, Pudge Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Sammy Sosa. Manny Ramirez.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Maybe Gary Sheffield. Like, you just look at numbers. Those were the scariest hitters. I don't know who's going to get in. I mean, I
Does Bagwell make another jump this year? With
I'm
that?
Guessing he should get in too, I guess.
That's not that great of a group. Especially if you take Clemens and Bonds off the top.
Oh, no doubt. Bagwell, I'm not even going to name like guys like Casey Blake and Melvin Mora. I feel like it's a waste of time. Here's the list of names that honestly have a legitimate shot. Jeff Bagwell, Barry Bonds, I suppose.
No, they won't do it.
Clemens.
Won't do it.
Vlad Guerrero.
I like Vlad Guerrero. I don't know if I think of him as a Hall of Famer.
Trevor Hoffman.
That'll be an interesting one because relief pitchers are a little harder to judge, but yep. I kind of think he's been
inching up that list.
Yeah, I think he might make it. He might make it.
Jeff Kent, who I've said for a while I think he should be in too, but nobody likes him. Mm. Edgar Martinez?
No. I mean, he had good numbers and was around for a long time, but mostly because he was a DH.
Derek Lee?
No.
Really good player, not a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Fred McGriff?
Didn't he get closer last year, too?
I think he did.
Yeah. I don't quite think of him as Hall of Famer, but he had a nice career.
Mike Mussina? He's inching up the boards as well. I don't know if he'll ever have enough to get in. Maglio Ordonez is new.
No.
Jorge Posada.
He'll get some votes because he's a Yankee, but I don't think so.
He's a tough one. I mean, until Pudge Rodriguez gets in, he's not going to.
A good player, but I think he's one of those guys that reputation is going to be boosted by the fact that he was a Yankee.
Timmy Raines.
See, I thought Raines should have gotten in by now.
Manny Ramirez is new to the ballot.
He'll get some votes.
No doubt. Ivan Rodriguez, it's his first year. Curt Schilling.
No.
Gary Sheffield.
No.
Lee Smith.
No.
Sammy Sosa.
No.
Billy Wagner and Larry Walker.
No.
The new names this year are so weak.
Yeah.
Well,
that benefits a guy like Bagwell.
No doubt. I mean, I think Ivan Rodriguez is the only new guy who I would say is a lock to get in. And I don't know if he'll get in this time, but like ever.
Although he's got a lot of steroid issues too.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. And they pick and choose who they want to
be pissy about.
Yeah. And I don't think that's very cool.
And like guys like Billy Wagner, I like Billy Wagner just fine. But going on that list I just read you, you're going to put Billy Wagner in over Lee Smith or
Trevor Hoffman? No.
You can't.
No. Not a chance. All right, guys. We're going to take one more break. God, the show's already over.
Bagwell, the best argument for putting Bagwell in is that Craig Biggio's in, and Jeff Bagwell's a better player than Craig Biggio. That's what I hate about Hall of Fames. Like, once they let somebody in that isn't that deserving, then I'm like, how is that guy in, but the guy that he played with who's better than him isn't in?
Well, this is one of those overblown things. If it were up to me, The Hall of Fame have about half the people it has in it.
I'd be fine with that.
To me, it should be about the very, very best and not just guys who were pretty good players for a long time. Okay, guys, talking about great gift opportunities, how about you drop by one of the five Bedrock City Comics Company stores, Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, Sugar Land, and how about this? If you go by and use promo code ESPN in-store, you're going to get 10% off the purchase. So you can go and get a bunch of gifts. You want to get gifts for your kids. You want to get gifts for your friends. This is a great, great place to do it. You can check them out online or go to one of the stores. Use promo code ESPN, and you're going to get 10% off of all your purchase. That excludes the Golden Age and Silver Age items or items that are already on sale. And there's so many cool things there, whether it's back issues or new comics, graphic novels, apparel, posters, toys. Honestly, you could go in any one of these stores and you can shop for everybody. If you love superheroes, if you love any of the DC and Marvel movies and you want to get some of the original comics, it's all there. Plus, they'll have posters, everything, all at Bedrock City Comic Company. Once again, five locations around Houston: Westheimer, Clear Lake, 1960, Washington Avenue, and Sugar Land. And go by and check them out. All five locations are great, or check them out online, bedrockcitycomiccompany.com. That's Bedrock City Comic Company.
I want to be your lady, baby. If you
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. Call The Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right. Need to give something away here. 4-pack of tickets to the Lone Star Shootout, where you can see Texas A&M in Arizona and Texas and Arkansas in a nationally televised college basketball doubleheader in the Toyota Center Saturday, December 17th. For the event details or just to buy some tickets now, log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com and get yours today. Caller number 10. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do. Every Wednesday, we honor those who have passed away. And I don't think we have time to go through all these, so we'll...
Too many people dying this week?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
It's a damn shame.
Yeah, the best deaths are really good. So we'll start off with the sports figures. 2015, John Hot Rod Williams, dead at 53. Not a good run. 2008, Sammy Baugh, 94. That's a good run. And 2003, Otto Graham, heart aneurysm at 82. I'll take 82 right now. That'd be a good age to make it to.
That is a good one.
Because then you're not, you know, hanging around too long and having everything fall off. Okay, I don't really like the animals or the popes. 1988, Anthony Tony Pro Provenzano. Provenzano was killed. 1971, Maurice Mac McDonald, American fast food pioneer. He was born in 1902, so he died at 69, probably from all that fast food. He had Sitting Bull, died in 1890, killed by U.S. police. He was the chief at Little Bighorn. All right, let's get to the best deaths, because these are some good ones. 2016, this happened last night. Alan Thicke, dead of a heart attack at 69. I think the best tweet I saw about that, and I retweeted it, he died playing hockey with his kid. I'm guessing, and somebody said, I'm guessing for a Canadian, that's the equivalent of dying in your sleep.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I think he had young kids, too.
Yeah, he did.
He was 19. The son that he was playing with, I think it was his youngest, was 19.
Yeah. That's why old people shouldn't have kids.
Exactly.
Man, that how traumatizing for a 19-year-old to have his dad just collapse.
Yeah, that's got to be rough. What's funny, though, is... how many people just know him from these tax commercials that they've been hearing on our station?
Optima Tax Relief.
Yeah.
Optima Tax Relief. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I was actually working on an Alan Thicke.
The IRS is coming for you. Yeah.
Yeah, probably heard it before. I need to work on it. I'm pretty close on it. But 2011, Kim Jong-il, Supreme Leader of North Korea, dies of a suspected heart attack at 70. One of Jong's favorite people.
Probably poisoned.
Probably. Jong did it. 2009, Chris Henry, American football player. 1985, Roger Maris died of cancer at the age of 51.
It's a shame.
You know what? If I can just make it.
I like that movie, 61. Have you
seen
that?
That was really good. Barry Pepper was in that.
Yeah.
Good movie. Off topic, you know what I finally watched that is worth seeing? Is that movie Race about Jesse Owens.
It's good?
It's very good. I was surprised by how good it was. 1980, Colonel Sanders.
American. The Colonel?
That's right.
I'm Sanders. Still holding out hope that they ask me to be the Colonel, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either.
Well, I do declare this to be some fine quality chicken.
Some crappy fried chicken?
Yeah.
I feel like if it were Popeyes, people might actually
now,
buy
y'all,
it.
Now, y'all, this chicken is garbage.
I say.
I'm a fine Southern gentleman. 1966, Walt Disney. 1799, George Washington, first president of the U.S. When we do those presidential rankings, he's one or two.
He's very high on the list. He crossed the Delaware.
Yeah, and they
in
made
the
up
winter.
They made up that cherry tree
to kill
story
Brits.
About him. The damn redcoats. And 1476, one of the greatest names ever, Vlad the Impaler. But this was Vlad III, so that's kind of like Terminator 3. So it sounds badass, but you know,
it's not Dracula.
No. No. All right, let's do How the Porn Stars Died. 2005.
Ooh, this is recent.
Yes, it is. Jasmine Gray died from...
drug overdose or car accident. I'm going to say car accident caused by drunk driving or overdose.
Car accident is correct. She was 21 years old.
Could have been drunk.
Could have been drunk. A little early to be texting. It was 2005.
Okay.
But she did die. So I'm going to give you a correct on that. And 1987, going back a little bit.
Yeah.
This is my era.
87's AIDS or drug overdose.
87 was the year I graduated from college. Linda Wong.
Wong.
Wong. Died from?
I'm going to go with complications from AIDS.
If you'd have gone with overdose, you had three choices because it was a combination of Xanax, chloral hydrate, and alcohol. So I would have given you credit for any one of those or just overdose. And those are your deaths. And we don't really care about Kelko, the killer whale who starred in Free Willy, right?
No.
No.
Although I do miss him.
No, he died.
Free Willy for life.
He's been dead since 2003. And some goose that lived 49 years and 8 months named George. It's a long run for a goose. All right, guys. We've been talking a lot about gifts. And ladies, I'm talking to you. Or guys, you want to get something for your dad that would make a great, great gift that's practical, that's thoughtful, that's going to look cool when it gets there. Well, Harry's has you covered. Harry's has all sorts of great options for you. I love Harry's, and it's really changed my life in a lot of ways because I would come in here half the time. I wouldn't shave for several days, and then when I would, it was always painful. And you know, with Harry's, man, these razors are so smooth, and they're so good. It's easy to get up every morning, be clean-shaven, and they look cool, and they're high quality. And two best friends who were fed up with being overcharged with razors started this company to give people what they deserve. This holiday, they've got ready-to-gift shave sets, all at different price points, starting as low as $15. They all come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream, replacement blades, and a travel cover, so it's going to look like a really cool gift. Their Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. That would make an awesome gift. As a special offer just for the Blitzers, we partnered with Harry's. You heard how inexpensive those were. How about this? $5 off your order just by entering code BLITZ at checkout. Free shipping ends on Friday, so act now. Go to harrys.com right now. Get one of their shave sets. You can get that Winston and get that chrome handle engraved and add that personal touch. Just don't forget to add enter code BLITZ at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. Tell me you depend on me. I need to hear it. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. ESPN 97.5.